every week through July and August as the weather permits us to do that. The Fosters will be the grill hosts on Tuesday, but we're looking for a co-host. So if any one or two of you would be willing to come and help with making that evening happen, please sign up on the Hope Room bulletin board, and there's lots of empty spaces for the rest of the summer for us to co-host. It is really a joy to work on that together, and not much work, to be sure, as the Nurture Committee has honed the process down to make it as smooth as possible. So please sign up to help take a turn at hosting in this time. Also on Tuesday night, where we are focusing a number of our attentions on our youth at the Tuesday night and Sunday afternoon timings this summer. There will be another youth movie night on Tuesday night, so please feel free to come and take advantage of that 6th through 12th grade. Next Sunday after worship, there will be either a soccer or a frisbee game happening, depending on how the soccer and frisbee lobbies go after worship on Sunday, for our youth. And anyone in the college age or 20s and 30s is also welcome to join in with that. We will also be celebrating next Sunday in worship the baptism of Ogden Johnson. Are there other announcements this morning? Okay, Gina.
Have a request on behalf of Dan and Julia Vaca, who have a newborn baby, Sylvie, who was born a couple weeks ago. She's been in and out of the hospital with jaundice. They also have a little boy, Sam, who is two. They are in the process of trying to move. Next Monday is their move date, and they are in need of some people to help them pack. So if any of you are willing or able to help them on either Saturday or Sunday, I have a sign-up sheet, and I've broken it down into two-hour blocks. Feel free to do any or all of the times for as little or as large of an amount of time that you can, but any and all help would be greatly appreciated by them. It's a lot to be packing, I know, because I'm in the middle of it myself, but to have a newborn in the mix and being in and out of the hospital is a lot for them, so any help would be greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, please feel free to see me during coffee hour. They don't live very far, they're very close to the church, in fact, so you don't have to go too far to help them out. Thank you.
Thanks. Other announcements this morning? Let us prepare to worship God. Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. Where can I go from your spirit? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I fly away on morning breeze, you are there. In this morning light, as we worship, you are here. Let us join with the worship band as we sing together, How Great is Our God. Our Lord invites us to come humbly to him, to recognize that God is indeed a great God, a God of forgiveness and love, a God who hears our prayers. So in that spirit, let us come, praying as we need to confess our sin, our brokenness, our separation from God, first in silence, then praying together the prayer in our bulletin. Let us pray. Continuing in prayer. Gentle God, we bring before you our burdens, our long-standing misgivings about ourselves, and our need for reconciliation when we are isolated from others. You know how we have failed to live up to our own expectations and walk in your path. Our thoughts, words, and deeds have been barriers to your love. Help us to look honestly at ourselves, accept that we need not earn your forgiveness, and experience your healing touch. Amen. Let us continue in a spirit of confession as we sing together verse 3 of our Song of Confession, Lord Jesus, Think on Me, in the number 301 in the large hymnal. Friends, this is the good news we have received, in which we stand and by which we should live. God came into the world to save it from sin, that the world might be saved through Christ. Let us live as if we so believe. Amen.
time when we share our joys and concerns this morning.
I'd like to thank everybody for your kind words and cards for sympathy for my grandfather's passing last week. I was home in Pennsylvania for most of the week to attend his services. And in the midst of it all, my stepmother became very ill over the weekend, last weekend. So her name is Carol Marburger, and she's improving. She had a systemic blood infection that kind of shut down all our organs, so it took a little while for them to really figure out what was going on. My father needs lots of prayers for support, as you can imagine, it's been very difficult for him losing his father and having his wife gravely ill in the same week. So it's been a tough week for our family. And also prayers for my husband. He's going through a bit of anxiety this week and last week, so just needing prayers for support and just hopefully that we can get that kind of squared away with his doctors and find the right doses of medication to help him. Thank you.
Good morning. We have something more along the lines of an announcement, but filled with joys and concerns. I got a job in Florida, and we're moving August 1st. Really fast. It all was completely unexpected, something I was not looking for, but an opportunity that came our way, and going back and forth about it, decided to take the leap and move to Lakeland, Florida. So next Sunday is also Ogden's baptism. We'll have family in town, so we hope that you'll be here to just to be with us in our last Sunday and to celebrate Ogden's baptism. And thank you for everything over the 3 years that we've been here.
I also have a concern. Many of you know my son, Julian. He has an older sister, Christine, who still lives out in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where I used to be the pastor. And Christine called up Julian on Thursday afternoon, very distraught. They'd had 21 shooting incidents in Benton Harbor during the last week. This is a community of about 11,000 people. And she has two kids. Her older boy is 17. And supposed to start senior year of high school this fall, witnessed one of these shootings, and so he reported it to the police who he saw doing it. And somehow the people who did the shooting found out that he reported it, and they've been sending threats on Facebook and all kinds of other things that they're going to get him for ratting on them. And she's heard rumors from other people around the town, and she's frantic as to what's going to happen to her son. His name is Lamar.
I'd like prayers for the family and community of a Brown student named Mark St. Louis, who died on Friday, I believe. He was on the Frisbee team with Cassidy, who comes to PPC, and so is a friend of hers, too. Their prayers for that community.
I'd like prayers for my sister-in-law Renee's mother, who had a massive stroke and is in the hospital. And so prayers for her and prayers for Renee and their family. And then also Marianne and I are going to a wedding in Jamaica this week. And so prayers for traveling mercies. And the kids are staying with their grandparents, so prayers for that time. Thank you.
I'll join you.
Nancy's sister, Mary, died yesterday. Mary had been in a nursing home after a severe stroke for six and a half years. And it's a blessing in a way. It's still a loss, but as I told her son, free at last.
As always, I'd like continued prayers for Walter. I'm also very grateful for the hospice staff for all that they do and for their equipment company that brings you anything you need whenever you need it. I also have a joy in that one of his daughters from Atlanta, Avis, came up for the weekend. So, like that. The other thing is my daughter-in-law's father, Dennis O'Keefe, has terminal cancer, and I appreciate prayers for that.
We'd love your prayers for Keith this week. He is in Arizona for a Christian faith-based conference of people that are working with refugees. And so just would love for your prayers for a good time of connection and encouragement with this group of people as they're seeking to support refugees around the country. And I would love your prayers. I'm finally taking my next ordination exam on Friday that I was not able to take in January, so I'd like to pass. Thanks.
Oh, definitely, you will pass.
Let us pray. O God, you created the world and called it good, and yet we ever show forth the power of evil and destruction in this world. We pray, O Lord, for your world, for this world of all your people, near and far, in need of healing and transforming and protecting power. You, O God, have the power to make a new life where we can see no way. We pray for your spirit to be at work these days in the Middle East and in the shocking tragedy and healing for those whose lives were lost in the Malaysian flight and to the worldwide AIDS community. We pray, O Lord, for sense and energy and wisdom to come to all your people throughout the world in these days. We lift up particularly in this time the Benton Harbor community and the violence there. We see a glimpse of that in the violence of this city and know that life can be so fragile, so threatening. We pray your protecting arms around Lamar, particularly in this time, for Christine and all the family, as we lift our prayers to you. We pray, O Lord, for those who would be peacemakers and justice workers in the lives around this country. Those that we met in this week in Boston, we pray for Keith and his work in Arizona and all those who seek to minister to refugees. We pray, O Lord, for many who grieve, for the services this weekend in the United States for Vivian Mensah's grandmother and all who gather even at this hour, for the life and witness of Representative Carol Mumford as David Shires ministers to her family in this time. For lives lost in the Ukraine, continuing violence in Gaza and Israel. We give thanks, O God, that Lori was able to travel and grieve her grandfather with all of the family, celebrate his long and full life. And we pray for Suzanne and the loss of Ebony, for Mark and the Brown community in that loss so suddenly, for Mary, Nancy's sister. Lord, you are our God. In life and in death, we belong to you. We give thanks, O God, that in your mercy you ever hear our prayers. Gather us together as a community of faith. We give thanks for the joys of life that remind us that you are good and ever present in these days. We thank you for the return home of Sylvie and the strength for the Vaca family in this time of healing and moving, and for all our families in the midst of moving, for they are many. We thank you for the time that we have had with the Johnsons in these years here, for this new opportunity in Florida, for the family which will gather for the celebration of Ogden's baptism. We thank you, O God, this day particularly, as young Oak, Sean, Theo, and Eric are gone from our midst, and wish them Godspeed. We thank you for joys of weddings and travels in this summer, for times with grandparents, and pray your blessing on the Harrisons as they are apart in these days. We continue, O God, to pray for those who need your healing power, for doctors and nurses empowered with their care, for Carol Marburger in these days and Lori's father as he works through this time, for David, for Renee's mother. We pray for those who are nearing the ends of their lives and for your spirit and thanksgiving for those who care for them, for Dennis O'Keefe, for Walter and the hospice staff surrounding him, for Judy, for my parents. Guide us, we pray, that we would ever follow where you alone would lead us in trust and in faith. We pray for the work of our search committee as they discern the path ahead to new pastoral leadership and for those who would be called to serve. We lift up prayers this day as well for Kathy's ordination exam on Friday and her continued ministry as she works through the steps of ordination. We give thanks, O God, for the opportunity our youth had to join with Central in ministry and in mission in Boston, in fellowship, in fun, in exhaustion. Be with us all, we pray, as we continue to live out what we have seen and heard and lived in that week, through the power of the one who walked this journey of life, who walks with us still, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to call forward the children for a preview and a little bit of information about the mission trip that we went on this week. I'm glad there's some children here to see all this. And I think Becca, can you guys all turn around and look at Becca? Becca, wave to us. Becca was one of the people on the mission trip this summer. This last week, she was on the mission trip, and she's going to help us show some of the slides of some of the things that we did. But first of all, I have a question for you. Do any of you know what this is? Has anyone ever seen this before? A credit card. It's almost like it's as good as a credit card, let me tell you. It was like gold for us this summer, or this last week. I'm going to pass it around so you can touch it and hold it. I have a couple of them so you can see them. There you go. These are called Charlie cards. Yeah. Charlie cards, and you use them to ride the T. Can I see the first slide? In Boston. We rode the T a lot this week in Boston because we were all over the city. And this is the team that traveled with me to 6 different mission sites. And you can tell that they're ready to work, can't you? Can't you in the morning? Yeah? Yeah, and they look that way all the way through. That was one of our morning stops. A couple of those people you might recognize from seeing them around church. There's Becca, who just waved to you, who's actually here in worship this morning. Will Badu and Dan Duff, who were part of that team that particular day. And next slide, please. And do you recognize that lady? No? Well, then she'd better stand up so you know where she sits.
This is Angie's mother, and Angie's mother went with us on the trip. And this is almost the last day, right? Second to last day of the trip. And the smile's still there. The smile never left. The smile never left. Next slide. You never know what you might be called to share in your life. Does anyone know what they're playing? Anyone recognize? Connect Four. And do you recognize the people there that are playing Connect Four? No? You recognize a few, well, you probably only can recognize a couple of them, but Becca and my daughter, Anne, were playing Connect Four with Steve. And they played so many games of Connect Four because Steve refused to stop playing until he beat Anne on Connect Four. So they ended up playing Connect Four for I think what was about 2 hours as we spent a morning at where it was really raining. It looks really bright in there right now, but it was raining outside, pouring. And this is a place where homeless people who have no place to go during the day can come and get breakfast and lunch and play Connect Four. Or they can also teach. There was another table in the back, which you can't see in this picture, where there were homeless people teaching us how to play dominoes. So my charge to you guys is for you to learn how. You already know how to play dominoes, then you're ready for the mission trip. So, because dominoes is the game of choice in that particular center. The next slide. Anyone recognize him? No. We need our teenagers to get to know you better. This is Will Badu. Will Badu. Will and Nat and Samuel are part of this congregation, and here they are digging fence post holes at a church that we were working on building a new fence around there. And it's an amazing church that's doing incredible ministry in the city of Boston, and we came in and helped them out with a few projects. And Matt, the guy who's standing next to Will, said was so excited to meet our youth at that time that he said, I'm going to come down and visit your church in Providence some Sunday. So I'm hoping that when Matt comes down, we can have him share a little bit about what they do in running a homeless shelter, groups for young adults who are in need, a Saturday all-day feeding program, and they have fewer people in the pews on Sunday morning than we do by about half, and they do all of those things. Next slide. Still smiling, but still now sitting. This is the second to last day. This is Wollaston Church, where we were housed through the whole week on air mattresses, some of which actually held their air. The great joy of life is finding an air mattress that lasts through the night full of air. Here you see a bunch of our youth working, and Beatrice, raise your hand. Beatrice over here on the left-hand side. A bunch of our youth weeding and painting the steps, or painting the railings, scraping the railings. The smiles lasted through the week. Our youth worked incredibly hard in this week, and in fact, when I came in this morning, there was already a thank you note saying, this group, besides traveling to Boston to feed the homeless and work with those who need the very essence of life and energy, has contributed much of their time and energy to cleaning and maintaining our very old building. As a small in number congregation, we cannot do for ourselves what these kids have done this week. We have had some or all of the group working around the building on this very hot, steamy, wet, and clammy week. Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, and again this morning, Tuesday and Wednesday, the group spent cleaning the narthex, the sanctuary, the parish hall, windows, woodwork, floors, and entryways. This morning, we have them scheduled to scrape and paint the railings on our newly restored main steps, right here, this picture. The group was scheduled to start at 9, but this is the church secretary writing, I got here at 8:30 and they were already anxious to get started and excited to be able to do something outside. since it's finally clearing up after the rains. It was a great week, and I hope that as we continue to live and grow in our church, that we will continue to find ways for all of you to be in mission, not just in Boston, but in our community and wherever we may travel, to show God's love, to share and to hear stories, maybe even to play dominoes and Connect Four at times as well. Oh, good, good. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this congregation who sent our members in ministry and mission in this week, for the strength that you gave us to be ambassadors for you of love. Help us all to find ways that we can hear the stories of one another, that we can make a difference in the lives of one another, and that we can live in mission. In Jesus we pray. Amen. I believe and hope there is childcare for ages 3 through 3rd grade downstairs, so you may go downstairs. If you are not in that age category, you need to stay with your parents.
I'm 5 years old.
I know you're 5 years old. Great, Theo. Would you like to keep it? Okay, you may keep it if you want. All right.
I thought I was up on things, but I never heard of Connect Four.
Ah. Ask Ann.
Let us pray. God, our helper, by your Holy Spirit, open our minds that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may be led into your truth and taught your will for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament lesson is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22, page 24 in the Pew Bible, 30 in the large print, and hopefully on the screen soon. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord your God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel. But the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give one-tenth to you. The New Testament lesson is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17, found in page 147, in the Pew Bible, 191 in the large print. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
You may have noticed I preach rather frequently out of the Old Testament. I feel like it is foundational. It's foundational for our faith. It tells us about God. And Jesus was raised with these Hebrew scriptures. So they were foundational for him as well. So in today's reading, we heard from Genesis about Jacob. So I'm going to back up a little bit. There's a little bit more to this story that you need to be aware of. A few chapters before, we heard that yet again, we have a woman who is barren. This time it is Rebekah, Isaac's beloved. He waited until he was 40 to marry her. She was barren, and he prayed that they would have children. And of course, God answered his prayer. Because how else would God be able to fulfill God's promise to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations or a multitude of people? Rebecca had a very difficult pregnancy with the twins that she was carrying fighting in the womb. When they are born, the second son is grasping the heel of his older brother, suggesting that even then, he's competitive and he wants to be first. The second son born is named Esau. The first one who's the heel grasper, which is what his name means, is Jacob. And as siblings are, as some of you know all too well, Esau and Jacob are very, very different. And as also sometimes happens, the parents had favorites. Jacob was his mother's favorite because he liked to stay at home and hang around the tents. And Isaac loved Esau better because Esau liked to go out and hunt and work in the fields. The character of each of these sons really begins to emerge as we hear the story of Esau coming in all hot and tired one day from the fields. And he says, "I am famished." Jacob's cooking a stew there and is only too happy to share some of this great stew he's cooking. And Esau, he says to Esau, "Well, if you'll give me your birthright, I will share my stew." And Esau basically says, "Well, what good is my inheritance going to be if I starve to death?" So he signs off his birthright and gives it to his brother.
Jacob, the heel grabber, will be first, will get what he wants.
Isaac gets old, his vision fails, and before he dies, he wants to give his eldest son his blessing. It's an almost magical gift of prosperity which can only be given once. He calls Esau to him, asks him to bring him some of his favorite meat. And so Esau sets out to do his father's will, knowing that when he comes back, his father will give him his blessing. Only problem is Rebekah overheard. And remember, Jacob is her favorite son. So she and Jacob concoct a plan. And Jacob goes in and passes himself off as Esau before his blind father and gets the blessing for himself.
How despicable Jacob is, tricking his father, cheating his brother.
Isaac tells Esau, "I cannot bless you now." And he tells them that Esau is going to have to live off of the land, hunt, and what's worse, he's going to have to serve his brother Jacob. Esau hates his brother and vows to kill him. So Jacob, fleeing home without even a bedroll to his name, is where we meet and start our story today from Genesis. And he chooses, since he didn't even take a bedroll with him, he chooses a stone for his pillow. Our ambitious young man is now alone, seemingly even without any servants. His trickery has led him to now being a fugitive. Certainly, it would seem he deserves this. Yet he dreams of a ladder reaching into heaven and angels ascending and descending.
I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth.
Surely our ears deceive us. Sounds like what God said to Abraham. Can this really be the Lord God appearing in a dream to this deceitful, treacherous man who has cheated his brother out of his inheritance and out of his father's blessing?
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
It is surprising even to Jacob that God has found him here. But he should know. He cannot escape God even when he's on the lam.
Lord, you know when I sit down and when I rise up. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
The Lord God of Israel is a patient God, a persistent God. Even when Abraham passed his wife off as his sister, God stayed with Abraham. God kept God's Abraham promise to Abraham and gave him a son after his wife Sarah had been barren for decades. Isaac and Rebekah, as I said, waited 20 years before their twins were born. Then they have children, these two boys who are in contention even before they're born. Yet God is a promise keeper. If the promise of God to Abraham is to be fulfilled, God will pursue this unworthy trickster, Jacob. Jacob is certainly not out looking for God. He's looking for escape. But even he must admit,
surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
Jacob names the place Bethel, house of God. After such an amazing experience, he surely must now be ready to turn his life around.
If God will be with me,
if God will keep me in the way I go.
If God will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear.
If God will bring me to my father's house in peace.
Then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give one-tenth to you.
Yeah, right. Dream on. Jacob's going to change. This man will not. God was pursuing Jacob, not the other way around. And Jacob is still going to be in it for whatever Jacob can get out of it. Jacob is negotiating a deal more than he is really demonstrating how the life of faith is one of risk.
Yet God is faithful still.
God does not set conditions on Jacob. God makes the promise despite Jacob's character. Jacob's offspring will people the earth. This is not a promise to Jacob. This is a promise to humankind. This is how God works. The person or people may be imperfect. They may even be despicable tricksters out to get whatever they can for themselves. Still, God will pursue them. Not because they deserve it, but because God has made promises. Not just to Abraham, but to humankind. God will be our God, and we will be God's people. Not only that, but with the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, there is a new covenant. God's grace was poured out through him. Now,
all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
God has adopted us, not because we sought God and asked, but because God first loved us, sought us out, and called us each beloved child of God. Whatever the future brings,
joy, sorrow,
sickness, loss of loved ones,
new pastors, loss of old ones,
hurricanes, earthquakes,
love, divorce,
birth of babies, graduations,
know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
Surely God is in this place. Amen.
Let us affirm God's presence with us. I will be reading statements, and you will respond with, know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. When we are frightened by new places, new jobs, new responsibilities, new people, or new ideas, we remember God's words to Jacob.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
When we feel trapped by problems we cannot solve and stuck with people with whom we cannot get along, we hear what God said to Jacob as he ran away from his angry brother.
Know that I am God and will keep you wherever you go.
When we feel totally alone, as Jacob felt when he was alone in the desert, when we feel abandoned by our friends or even family, when we feel lost, we remember God's words.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
When we lose hope that anything will ever be better than it is now, when our own problems seem too big to ever be solved, when hunger and injustice and war seem unavoidable, when it looks as though the evil always wins and the good loses, God speaks quietly to us.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
Together we affirm, God speaks quietly to us and gives us the courage to rise up as God's children. God is constantly, lovingly, powerfully present with us. As we depend on God's power, we do surprising things in God's name. Remembering the trickster Jacob, we know that God is with us. Let us bring our gifts and offerings in response to God's adoption of us.
Be still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. My refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things as I remember, you are faithful, God, forever. Be still, there is a river that flows from Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise, let faith arise. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, you're faithful. God forever. Let faith arise. Let faith
Dear Lord, we dedicate these gifts to you. May we together, as a community, through these gifts, do surprising things in your name. We know that God is with us, and with you with us, we can do what you will. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
into the world confident that through all the ups and downs, all the changes in our lives, God does go with us. And God is always with us, even when we're not with God. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus God, now may the grace of our Lord God, Jesus Christ, and all of his grace be with you all. Amen. Job tying things together. Thank you. Yes, you did. I appreciate that. That's good. It always helps to bring these things and reinforce. Take care, Betty.
Have a good week, my love.
That's good, because I make a lot of them. Morning, Zion. Good morning again. Good to have you. How are you doing, Deneen?
Good, how are you?
You were kind of down the other night. Hi, Shirley. Good to see you. Yeah, good to have you. Morning, Chris. Good morning again. Always good to have you. Enjoy your trip very much. We will. We'll keep you in our prayers for safe travels. Good morning, Steve. Everybody defaults to what they know, even if you tell them.
Well, I think it was this, but I hadn't even looked at it, so I'm just using my usual greater Christ and Holy Ghost, at the end. But I think you don't assume that's what you're saying.
Good morning, Phil. You had a long week, didn't you? I enjoyed your lunch the other day. Thank you. Good morning, Dorothea. How are you?
Thank you. I don't know how you figure out those stories.
Good morning, Helen. Still have the thing on. Foot's getting better, but yeah, I know she does. Good morning. Thank you, John. Hi, good morning again. You enjoying the summer? Did you get to get outside much? A little bit. Yeah. Good. Good to have you. Looks like you're staying healthy. Yeah. Hi. Yes. That's why. Yeah. Nice to have you again.